Lots of cities have landmark shopping districts. Think of Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, Fifth Avenue in New York City. Well, though you may not know it, here in Phoenix, McDowell Road from 7th Street all the way to the 51 was once known as the Miracle Mile. It had its heyday in the 1940s and 50s when it was home to a number of shops and restaurants, but the following years spelled decline for the strip. But now, a dedicated group of activists are working to restore the area to its past glory, and this weekend they will hold a rededication of the McDowell Gateway Arch. Joel McCabe is co-chair of the McDowell Road Revitalization Committee, and he began by telling me more about the history of this area.
Well, it has a rich history, and it is the Miracle Mile. I mean, this was the shopping destination in Phoenix, and you can still see that. You can see that history. You can tell by the architecture. It was a very pedestrian-friendly shopping area. You would walk, you know, back and forth to the stores along McDowell. So this really was the area where you would go spend your money and visit the different shops along McDowell. And so it was a great, vibrant commercial corridor. And that's really, you know, what we're looking to help recreate and help support the existing businesses that are there, help bring new businesses into the area. We have a great core group of businesses there. We have both large and small. We have Banner University Medical Center on one end of the corridor, and then it transitions very quickly into smaller mom and pop shops, but a lot of vacancies in the area and some issues with crime and blight. And those were things that really helped brought us together so we could help address some of these issues along the corridor.
Yeah. So how successful have you been so far in bringing in some new businesses and trying to start cleaning this area up?
Well, we've had a lot of success. And one of the most exciting things I see in working on this and working on this committee is the number of people that have come together to support it. And so that includes the neighborhoods. You know, we've got several great and vibrant neighborhoods surrounding the corridor. We have Coronado, Garfield, Brentwood.
Yeah. So we're doing this. This arch will be rededicated this weekend. What does that symbolize in all of this?
So we're super excited about this. It's this Saturday and at 2:00. And the interesting thing, it was installed April 15th, 1991. So 26 years ago, almost to the day that we're going to rededicate this. And then as now, that it really symbolizes the arch. I mean, there's been a lot of people ask, well, what does the arch mean and what is it? And it's really an abstract piece. But what it is it represents a white picket fence and crossing over the street and connecting the neighborhoods. But it really can envision whatever you want it to be. And so it's really a neat piece. But what I'm really excited about is we have the artist that designed the arch, Michelle Stahl. She'll be at the event this weekend, along with the fabricator that actually fabricated the piece and worked on the installation. And so they're both going to be there this weekend, which I just am just really super excited about.
So this is a milestone in this effort, which it sounds like has been a long-term thing. What is your grand vision? Like, where do you want this to be in a few years?
Well, you know, as we've come together and worked with everybody and talked about what our vision is for the area, it's really, you know, making it that thriving. It's back to the Main Street destination, right, with the businesses there, having a vibrant mix of, you know, a very pedestrian-friendly corridor. You know, we did have, through one of the projects and support through the City of Phoenix, we had additional trees planted on the corridor. We'd love to bring more in. Want to make it a pedestrian-friendly shopping destination as it once was, supporting the local independent shops along the area. We've had a number of new businesses move into the area, excited about doing that. We have a new distillery that's moving in right at the right before you get to the 51 on the north side of the street. We have great local flavor with our restaurants. We actually had a restaurant walking tour once, and that was a lot of fun and just highlighting the different restaurants in the area. Tacos Chiwas, Juanquito, and we have Ethiopian restaurants. So there's a great variety of restaurants also. Following the event, on Saturday, we're going to regroup at an area that has several new businesses that have moved in over the last couple of years, a bilingual bookstore. There's a Crafty Chica that's there. There's a retail shop called Galeana 39. So we're going to end there, too, so people can see some of the new businesses that are coming into the area. So we're just really excited to highlight that and then really help promote and kick off our branding and everything else that the committee's been working on. So really excited about it.
All right. That's Joel McCabe, co-chair of the McDowell Revitalization Committee. Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. You're welcome.